Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Good afternoon. The Valencia business and hotel communities say they want to progress phase by phase as soon as possible, but say the regional government's decision not to ask for the community to go into phase two next Monday must be supported. The Valencian health minister, Ana Barcelo, confirmed yesterday that the regional government will not request a move into next phase of the de-escalation, but wait. She said the decision has been adopted for prudence and responsibility, as she considers that the community as a whole is not prepared to go into phase two. If the minister had asked to move on to the next level as a whole community, Alicante and Elche would only have spent 1 week in phase one, not the stipulated 15 days. Six Brits, including a fugitive, have been arrested following a bar knife fight which left one man in intensive care. The injured man, also British, is recovering at the Costa del Sol hospital near Marbella after a life-saving operation. The violence erupted around 11 p.m. on Monday night at an unnamed bar in the Torre Nueva area of Mijas Costa. Around 10 people are said to have been involved in the altercation. Police had to call for backup to make the arrest. Three were held as they tried to flee down a nearby stream. One of the six men held has been transferred to Madrid for an extradition hearing after police discovered he was wanted in the UK for drug offences. Local reports said the men involved in the fight knew each other and were drunk and possibly under the influence of drugs when violence flared. The motive is not known. The National Police have arrested five people for illegally occupying rental and holiday home properties on the Costa Blanca and then extorting cash from the owners in order to leave. Five people, aged between 20 and 44, targeted empty homes in the Arruela area, often forcing their way in to begin illegal occupation. The National Police said that some individual payments were as high as €6,000. Besides squatting, the gang members made life difficult for neighbours and behaved in an antisocial way to see if residents were prepared to pay them to leave. The gang was found to have committed the same offences in other areas and have been charged with extortion and belonging to a criminal organisation. And Spain said yesterday it would approve new liquidity lifelines to help companies and households weather the coronavirus crisis after releasing another tranche of the €100 billion of state-backed credit announced in March. It comes after the governor of the Bank of Spain called for an extension of temporary liquidity measures to support companies in the worst affected sectors, such as tourism. So far, the government has released credit lines worth €84.5 billion, including the €20 billion released yesterday, of which €60 billion will go to support self-employed and small and middle-sized companies. But banks, which are channeling the funds, as well as companies benefiting from the scheme, have been complaining that the loans are not granted fast enough because of a lengthy authorisation process. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.